Example 4. Now we've been using the tone C, and we've heard some of the tones and the overtones we get. We're going to go to the tone E now. I use a little toning bar. You can buy these toning bars or other things to give you tones. And you'll be able to hear a larger selection of the overtones if you use this tone. Now I'm going to describe for you each of the overtones, and you need to practice on creating and hearing these overtones. The first one, if you sing the lowest tone, you won't be able to hear. It's actually the first harmonic, it's root chakra, it's one octave above the generating tone. And it'll sound like this. The mouth is nearly closed. And then when you go up to the second harmonic, which is the generative chakra, and which is the octave and a fifth higher, you may be able to hear it this way, by sliding up. Then you go to the third harmonic, which is the solar plexus, and it is the second octave above. I'll slide up. When you go to the fourth harmonic, which is the heart chakra, this is two octaves and a third higher, and you'll get the very harmonious sound. I'll slide up to it, and again, I'll go back and forth between them so you can hear them. Now practice those and see if you can discriminate those sounds. Now we'll review what we've done. We've done that was the octave, the first harmonic. That was an octave and a fifth, the second harmonic. Two octaves, the third harmonic, and up to the heart chakra, the fourth harmonic, two octaves and a third. Now let's see if we can go up higher than that. We'll go up to the next harmonic, the fifth harmonic, which relates to throat chakra. And up to the sixth harmonic. And finally the seventh. A full three octaves above the generating tone. Now practice with these, and you can try different tones that might help you to hear the sounds better. Also, sometimes it helps to go into a very resonant place like a bathroom or something. Now, if you try different tones going up, picking higher or lower generating tones, you might be able to hear the sounds better for your voice. It all depends upon the size of your nasal chambers and so on, whether you're male or female voice, but listen to the differences. Or use a lower generating tone, you get higher harmonics more easily. It's very hard to get the really low harmonics. When you use a higher generating tone, it's a lot easier to get the low harmonics. Now, when you go above the third octave, the seventh harmonic, you get what we call the higher harmonics. Practice all these sounds and get so that you can hear and distinguish the harmonics, and then try to actually, once you have determined what tone is best for you to tone on, try to actually control which harmonic you're hitting and listen to that. Now, this will take a lot of practice, and it's something that you might work on really for weeks, but you can go ahead with the exercises in these lessons and see what follows.